May the Lord Jesus have mercy on us as our hearts cry out to him. This afternoon, my heart was very heavy for the victims of the hurricanes and the fires. Such terrible judgments the Lord has allowed on our nation. And for the last few days, there's just been a certain darkness over the country. I've just felt it very strongly. And we're all praying and fasting or abstaining in any case that things will be changed in our country for the better. And we're trying to support the Lord with our prayers and fasts in the changes that need to be made in our country. These hurricanes were so severe, and the loss of life and materials, it was so sad to see, so difficult to see. And when I imagine myself in one of those situations, oh, what's happening for these people is so, so sad. So I cried out to him for some kind of light or wisdom about it. And he was silent after communion, which normally he's not. But I cried out again. I said, Lord, please do not abandon me. And he answered me with Psalm 80. And here are some excerpts from that. Hear us, O Shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who sit enthroned between the cherubim, shine forth, awaken your might, and come and save us. How long, Lord God Almighty, will your anger smolder against the prayers of your people? You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have made them drink tears by the bowlful. You have made us an object of derision to our neighbors, and our enemies mock us. Restore us, God Almighty. Make your face shine on us, that we may be saved. So after I read that, I asked the Lord, do you have something for our family tonight? He answered, I always have something. Prayers are powerful. I chose to wait until you prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet before I began speaking to you, because it was very important to me. Don't be disheartened, Claire. I have not misled you. And do not be swayed by everything you hear. You are dealing with a very corrupted source of information on the internet, and I still prefer you not go looking at those deliberately tantalizing headlines. In this case, Ezekiel had run into something, and he felt the Lord was giving him permission to look at. But when he told me, I was very upset, and it was contrary to the direction Jesus has ordained for us. So I thought, great, am I misled? Or what? Because I have been staying away from the headlines and certainly the content of these things, just like he's asked us to, but Ezekiel got into something that troubled my heart. So I asked the Lord, what have you to say about that source, Jesus? He answered, don't go looking there. Keep your channel of information pure through me and those I might bring to your attention. But I would rather you press into more prayer here and learn directly from my hand those things which are necessary for you to know. I am very selective with what I tell and what I withhold. I do this to protect you, my love. At that point, I cried because I almost felt like I'd been abandoned, and the struggle has been so fierce for 3 days. And you know how it is, you can lose sight of how much someone loves you when you're under pressure. He repeated himself. He said, I do protect you, my love. I truly do. I do not wish for you to delve into those things that are far beyond you. Leave those for others who are endowed that way, or are so weak they give in to curiosity and lose their peace, are never settled, never sure, always living on the edge. But I asked him, isn't that a good trait, living on the edge? Not when it's lacking in peace and I'm not the pure source. No, it's not a good thing, because it wears them out with worry and uncertainness, and you know that is not the fruit from my tree. Rest in this, Claire. I have not misled you. I work differently with different vessels at differing times. I also set apart groups to be specifically and exclusively mine. The burdens I release to them are tailored according to their strength. Speaking of strength, dear ones, this is me now, it's a little aside. The Lord has allowed me a small concession to my abstinence from sweets because it's become so distracting. I'm getting weary from battling it and I can't concentrate on my work. I asked if I should tell you all that you can finish your fast, but he said no. So I'm being honest with you. This is a very small concession at night when I'm working, but I'm still abstaining for the entire day and most of the night. So if you're seriously struggling, change your abstinence or seek permission for a small break at a certain time of the day. So after that, I thought, well, we need to get back to the matter at hand. Lord, please touch the hearts of our channel with your love and your wisdom. Jesus continued, to begin with, you should not base your information on what you see alone. There is so much going on that is not seen. But this is an hour of trial for America with natural disasters. You can lessen these through your prayers and fastings, my dear ones. Please, whenever you see those going through trials, immediately commend them to me in your prayers, for that could be you. Much prayer has gone up over the hurricane. Much prayer. Continue to pray for the path it takes. It could be numbered with the worst storms in history. But your prayers can also weaken this storm. It is driven by wicked men and demons. It is allowed as a chastisement for the nation. For I am calling all men and women of this nation back to me on a new and deeper level. Many hearts are far from me and cold. Many do not turn to me until they are in dire straits. And at this point, dear ones, I was going to ask you to please, when you have your communion service, offer it for the hurricane victims and prayer that the Lord will turn the direction of the hurricane out to sea so it won't do the damage that evil people would like to see it do. It's not easy to get their attention, Jesus continued. Yet not all in the wake of this storm are guilty. There are many praying souls who have lost significantly. And for them, this terrible suffering is an offering I'm using for the weeks and months ahead to crush the agenda of the serpent for yet another season. I want hearts to turn to me, Claire. There is still too much materialism and indifference about the faith and their eternal souls. Many, many times in history, I have allowed such things to wake people up to their need for me. It is often my last-ditch effort, and you know from experience I always allow the lesser evils before it gets really bad. In the 1920s, if mankind had heeded my call back to holiness, World War II never would have happened. And even now, you are in much the same place on the brink of the War of Wars. I look at the heart of a nation, and I call to my servants to raise the clarion call to a return to holiness. When I am ignored, I allow catastrophes. Satan loves catastrophes. His demons wait in line to get permission to kill, steal, and destroy through natural disasters. And if the people are not returning to me, but rather forging ahead in immorality, permission is given them. Yet it is never without casualties to the innocent. I look to the heart of a nation. Raise the call and wait for the people to respond. When they do not, their country is morally dead, and I must allow more drastic measures to bring them to repentance. I raised the call to respond in America, and the people responded. But you are yet full of immorality and excess, while others in the world are deprived even the basic decencies of life. That is why it is so important for you to continue to give to those countries humanitarian aid. By the way, here at Heart Dwellers, we give regularly to Voice of the Martyrs and Samaritan's Purse, as well as the poor in Nicaragua, which the Lord gets very thrilled over. Jesus continued, I do because they're very little, and a cause that very few know about. But when I see your hearts lit up like a candle for others in distress, I also rejoice that each day you are becoming more like me. Let your hearts, my people, be like my heart. Back to the issue at hand. you're seeing more and more unrest and natural disasters because the planet truly is responding to the end times condition of nations and sin. Charity covers a multitude of sins, and this is another force that is preserving America. She has many, many wealthy who are supporting the poor around the earth. And as she grows in economic security, I will be asking even more of them who listen for my will. When I entrust money to a soul, it is because they listen to me when I ask sacrifices of them. Many of your heart dwellers have been given very precious graces because they care for you and the causes you have mentioned to them. This pleases me greatly, because they are becoming more well-rounded in holiness and will certainly not lose their reward for their kindness and enduring faithfulness. You will remember the story of Tobit, and that's one of the books of the Bibles that was taken out by Martin Luther. You will remember the story of Tobit, and that Tobias was greatly blessed when calamity befell him, because he had compassion on the poor who had no one to bury them, and even merited an angel being sent to escort his son to his future wife and heal his blindness. You can never outgive me. But because of your goodness, America, far less has happened to you than was planned. Through giving and reformation of your government, you have bought more time for your nation, and this was important to me to tell you tonight. Do not go by what you hear. I am doing much that is not and will not be apparent to anyone but the elite. They certainly will not broadcast it. But nevertheless, I have told you, I am going to make the decisive blow on this corrupt brood of vipers, and there will all of a sudden be less pressure on the good in this nation, because they will turn inward to rebuild. Many key members will vanish and be no more. Well, I was feeling a little insecure during all of this, having trouble hearing and discerning, which is indicative of spiritual warfare, and that even using the binding prayer, it still seemed to continue on some level. So at this point, I kind of broke down, and I said, "Oh, Jesus, please may I see you?" And that moment, he became clearly visible right in front of me, and I clung to him with all my strength. "Oh, Claire, I will never leave or desert you. I am always here for you. Always and forever." My tears. "You are in the midst of a very intense battle against you right now. Your angels are working overtime to protect you and your family and the prayer warriors. You have many faithful ones who love me with their entire beings. They know my voice. And they know you are my faithful mouthpiece. Nevertheless, the battles you are all going through are very intense. Always pray for your angels and thank them profusely for protecting you. You will know you are under attack because you will feel a vague but strong sense of turbulence and insecurity. Attacks against your faith become most severe at these times. Cleave to me all the stronger and do not allow any separation from me. This also is when you are most tempted to lose your footing and indulge your weaknesses and fall. So continue to be vigilant and obedient." Yeah, you know, that's a time when you run for consolations of one kind or another when you're feeling really insecure and getting exhausted from the battle. And I wanted to mention here that there are times when I receive communion during the sign of peace, because I follow the order of the missal. And there are times when I say that peace of the Lord be with you all, that I see my angels step forward to give me the sign of peace. And the last time that happened, this particular angel, who is a general, was all tattered and torn and scarred up, and he had been in one horrific battle, and he was looking tired. Well, he wasn't really tattered. Everything in his uniform was fine, but I could tell the way that he looked that he'd been through a really heavy battle, and he said that to me. He said, It's very, very intense right now. So I pray to all of more for him and the other angels that are protecting us. Continuing on, I said, Lord, is there anything else you want to say? Yes, I am coming soon. My brides, do not take your eyes off the prize. I am coming soon. In the midst of all these events that are threatened or real, in the midst of it, remember, these are the true birth pangs of my coming. Do not lose hope because you were so close. You must keep your swords in the scabbard, yet ready for battle, while you build on the things I wish for you to do with your gifts. Do not let the threat of shortness of time steal what great opportunities lie ahead for you. Be prepared to greet them when they come knocking. This is a very dark time right now, but I promise you, I am shifting this darkness and beginning to contain and steer it into the abyss it belongs to, that you may know some degree of freedom in proclaiming my word to the nations through your gifts. So don't give in to doubt or fear or reluctance. Put your all into the work at hand, and I will bring the increase. Please know beyond a shadow of a doubt, my brides, I am always here beside you, ready to embrace and hold you tenderly through whatever storms assail you. Please do not ignore my presence. Come to me, and I will comfort and strengthen you.